Good morning, and welcome to the Builders Briefing for March 20th, 2026. I'm Alex, joined as always by Sam, and today, wow, we've got a bombshell acquisition, the agentic coding stack crystallizing in real time, and NVIDIA quietly solving one of the most annoying problems in local inference.
Yeah, it's a packed one. And honestly, the lead story had me refreshing Hacker News all morning, so let's just get into it.
All right, so here it is. Astral is joining OpenAI. For anyone who doesn't know, Astral is the team behind Ov, the Rust-based Python package manager that basically made Pip feel ancient and rough, the linter that obliterated Flake 8 in speed, 800 plus points on HN, almost 500 comments, and the community is somewhere between mourning and panicking.
Right. And what's wild is this isn't OpenAI buying another model lab or a bunch of researchers. They're buying developer tooling infrastructure. That's a very different signal.
Exactly. They already have Codex. They're clearly all in on the Python ecosystem since it's still the dominant AI and ML language. And now they've acquired the team that ships arguably the best Python developer experience tools on the planet. They want to own the whole workflow, from package install to model deployment.
So the question every builder is asking right now, what happens to Yuv and Ruff? Astral says they'll stay open source, but we've all seen this movie before. A tool gets absorbed into a megacorp and the velocity just dies.
The good news is, both projects are Apache 2 licensed, so the community can fork and carry them forward no matter what. But if you standardized your CI/CD on UV, and honestly, you should have, now is the time to pin your versions and watch the governance model closely. Fork points matter.
That's interesting because it also means if you're building developer tools in the AI-adjacent Python space, you're now potentially competing with OpenAI's internal ambitions. That's a tough position to be in.
Shifting to AI news, Andrew Ng dropped something called Context Hub, which is a lightweight meta-prompting and context engineering system built specifically for Claude Code, nearly 5,000 in engagement. And it pairs with this trending post called "A Sufficiently Detailed Spec is Code," which argues that writing precise specs is becoming the actual programming in an AI coding world.
I love this framing. And there's also Cook, which is another CLI for orchestrating Claude Code tasks. Between Context Hub and Cook, we're seeing a real ecosystem forming around Claude Code as the agentic coding runtime that serious builders are standardizing on.
And then there's Entire.io, which hooks into your Git workflow to log AI agent reasoning alongside code changes. This is the observability layer that's been completely missing from agentic development. If your team is using AI coding agents, you need audit trails for what the agent decided and why.
Oh, absolutely. Imagine trying to debug a production issue 6 months from now and having no idea why the agent made a particular choice. That's terrifying. Get this in place before your code base has months of untracked AI-generated changes.
Quick mention, Kitten TTS dropped three new models, the smallest under 25 megabytes. That's small enough to run client-side in a mobile app. If you've been blocked on voice features by model size or inference cost, these are worth benchmarking immediately.
25 megs for text-to-speech? That's wild. You could ship that in basically anything.
On the developer tools side, the top trending repo today is Open Data Loader, an open-source PDF parser designed for AI-ready data. Nearly 7,000 in engagement. If you're building RAG pipelines, PDF parsing is still the unglamorous bottleneck, and this one focuses on better table and layout extraction.
PDF parsing, the problem that will never die. But honestly, if it handles tables well, that alone makes it worth evaluating against whatever you're running now.
Also worth flagging, there's a sharp essay making the rounds called "Warranty Void If Regenerated," about the legal gray zone of AI-generated code in products. If you're shipping AI-written code to production, and statistically, the warranty and liability implications are worth understanding before your legal team starts asking uncomfortable questions.
Yeah, that one's a must-read. Link in the briefing. It's the kind of thing that feels theoretical until it suddenly isn't.
All right, infrastructure. NVIDIA quietly released something called GreenBoost, and this is a big deal for local AI inference. It transparently spills VRAM to system RAM or NVMe, so you can run larger models on smaller GPUs with graceful performance degradation instead of just crashing with an out-of-memory error.
Oh man, anyone who's ever hit that VRAM wall trying to run a local model just felt their heart skip. Graceful degradation instead of a hard crash? That changes the entire calculus on what hardware you need.
And a heads up for anyone on Mac. macOS 26 is going to break custom DNS, including .internal domains. If you're running Docker setups, Kubernetes with internal domains, DNS mask configs, check the workarounds before you upgrade. This is going to bite a lot of teams.
Every macOS upgrade breaks something in local dev. Link in the briefing. Save yourself the pain.
A couple more quick ones. Mozilla is adding a free built-in VPN to Firefox 149. Browsers keep absorbing more network layer features. And there's a fun open-source logo generator powered by Flux on Together AI, if you need a logo in 30 seconds instead of 30 hours.
And I have to mention the consensus board game. It teaches distributed systems concepts as a tabletop game. That's just delightful.
Also loved seeing Glaze WM, an i3-inspired tiling window manager for Windows, and Wander, a tiny decentralized tool for exploring the small web. Links for everything in the briefing.
So here's the big takeaway for today.
The agentic coding stack is crystallizing fast. Context Hub, Cook, and Entire.io are all building the orchestration, observability, and context management layers around AI coding agents. And the spec is Code Thesis ties them all together.
Right. If you're leading a dev team, the highest leverage move right now isn't just picking which AI model to use. It's investing in spec writing discipline and agent session logging. That's where the real compounding happens.
And keep a close eye on Astral's projects post-acquisition. If you depend on UV or Ruff, now is the time to understand your fork options.
Pin those versions, people.
That's the Builder's Briefing for March 20th. We'll be back tomorrow with whatever the ecosystem throws at us next. Until then, go build something great.
And maybe fork of while you're at it. See you tomorrow.